If we were to take a moment and think of an important event or a special occasion in our lives, I gather that there was a period of time spent in preparation and waiting with hopeful anticipation that our efforts would have a successful and perhaps even joyous outcome. Today we begin the season of Lent, a time when we are called to prepare and wait with hopeful anticipation for the most important event, the most special occasion in our lives, the coming of God's kingdom in Jesus. The church teaches that Advent is a season to prepare for Christmas, when Christ's first coming to us is remembered, and as a season when that remembrance directs our minds and hearts to await Christ's second coming at the end of time. And in between these two arrivals of our Lord lies another, Jesus' presence in our daily lives. One of the doctors of the church, Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, offered an explanation on these three comings of Jesus. He said, Christ comes on Christmas Eve, in the conversion of our hearts, and on Judgment Day. The three comings are similar, both like and unlike one another. The first and last are visible in his coming as an infant and as his coming as a judge. Christ is physically present and seen by human eyes. The middle coming, however, is different. It is a hidden coming, and we experience his coming even though our eyes cannot see him. And since this coming lies between the other two, it is like a road on which we travel from the first coming to the last. In the first, Christ was our redemption. In the last, he will appear as our life. And in the middle coming, he is our rest and consolation. Today's readings provide some insight on how we should begin our Advent journey and travel along that road to meet our Lord. In the midst of our lives today, I dare to say that our prayers are not so unlike that we heard in the first reading. Despite the faults and sins of the people, Isaiah prayed that God would send a Savior to redeem them. With the pandemic, social unrest, and a growing disconnect and wanton opposition to Jesus' teachings and that of his holy church, who among us would not want Jesus to come down from heaven and establish his kingdom here on earth? That day will come, either in our lifetime or afterwards, but just as the people hoped for a Redeemer not realized in their time, we are encouraged to pray for the return of our Lord. In today's second reading, St. Paul reminds us of all the spiritual gifts Jesus has given us thanks to his first coming. Every Advent season is an opportunity for us to embrace God's transformative grace so that Jesus can enter into our hearts and reveal himself in a special way, building on the spiritual gifts we have already received. And it is through these gifts that we are given the strength to remain firm to the end, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord. In today's gospel, Jesus teaches us the attitude and mindset we should have as we prepare and wait for his three comings. Be watchful. Jesus reminds us that he has arrived and redeemed humanity by his sacrifice on the cross. And although he ascended to heaven, he has not left us. Be alert. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, each of us have been blessed with special gifts to continue Jesus' work on building his kingdom here on earth. And when we use these gifts in accordance with God's will, we meet Jesus along that road. Stay awake. Jesus will return one day, unannounced, to judge each one of us on how we have worked to build his kingdom here on earth with the spiritual gifts he has given us, and how we valued our redemption earned by his sacrifice on the cross. So what are some steps that we can take to be watchful, alert, and awake this Advent season? One of the things that we can do is what we are doing here today, attending Mass. It is in this celebration, this heavenly banquet, that we hear Jesus speaking to us in sacred scripture and welcoming us to receive him in the Blessed Sacrament. Each Mass is an opportunity to embrace Jesus' presence and carry his message of truth to a world that desperately needs it. It has been said that the season of Advent is a time of renewal. We see this in a change of the readings and liturgy for a new church year. Two areas that we can experience a renewal in our relationship with Jesus is in the sacrament of reconciliation and in our prayer life. When we need forgiveness for those times that we may have fallen asleep or not used the gifts Jesus has given us in accordance with God's will, our Lord is there to offer his healing mercy and mend our sorrowful hearts. And when we pray, we should consider the words of Saint Mother Teresa, who said, "The beginning of prayer is silence. If we really want to pray, we must first learn to listen, for in the silence of the heart, God speaks." It is in this silence that Jesus offers us peace and strength to continue his work of building his kingdom here on earth. It is in this silence that we can thank God for all he has done and continues to do for us and all peoples. And another way we could stay watchful, alert, and awake during this Advent season is by considering how we are using our spiritual gifts to build up God's kingdom here on earth. We should always strive to fulfill God's will in our lives. This is what Jesus meant when he said in today's parable that each of us has their own work. Doing our work well is how we live our friendship with Jesus, and we can do this by putting our God-given talents at the service of others. As family members, we should build each other up, making the home into a place of joy, forgiveness, and mutual enrichment. As students, we should be dedicated and diligent so that when the time comes for us to make a contribution to society, we are ready. As professionals, we should be dependable and efficient, turning our work into praise of the God who created us and entrusted the world to our care. As a people redeemed, we should share the message of the gospel and living the message of the gospel each and every day of our lives to help build Jesus' kingdom on earth until the day he returns. Friends, as we progress through the season of Advent, let us travel that road to meet the Lord. Let us walk to meet him and encounter him with our hearts. Every moment spent watchful, alert, and awake for our Lord draws us closer to him, and Jesus assures us that he will remain in those who remain in him. So as we leave Mass today, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what are those things that we need to let go of? What are those things that we can do in order to prepare and wait with hopeful anticipation for the coming of God's kingdom in Jesus?
Let us stand. I believe in one God, the Father.